بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أم شريك رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرها بقتل الأوزاغ وقال كان ينفخ على إبراهيم متفق عليه. حضرت أم شريك رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered her to kill chameleons. In Arabic we say وزغ, plural أوزاغ. Urdu we say Chipkali or Girgit. So these, in Urdu, there's two creatures. In Arabic, one word covers both. In English, we normally refer to it as chameleons. So Hazrat Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered her to kill chameleons, saying that it blew on Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. Now somebody may ask that if this chameleons blew on Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in the fire, then why are we killing the chameleons of today? The chameleons of today didn't blow on the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So ulama explained, it's not because specifically, but it's because of their tabiat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, showing us that this is their tabiat, this is their nature. The intrinsic nature is to have shararat in it. So because of that, they did at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and even in our time, they still got the shararat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam indicating towards that. Because of that, chameleons should be killed. And this hadith explains to us that there is reward also for doing this. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قتل وزغة في أول ضربة فله كذا وكذا حسنة ومن قتلها في الضربة الثانية فله كذا وكذا حسنة دون الأولى وإن قتلها في الضربة الثالثة فله كذا وكذا حسنة. وفي رواية من قتل وزغا في أول ضربة كتب له 100 حسنة وفي الثانية دون ذلك وفي الثالث دون ذلك. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who kills a chameleon with the first strike, in other words, he gets it right the first time, he kills it with the first strike, he will receive such and such good deeds, and such and such good rewards he'll receive for this. And one who kills it with the second strike, in other words, it took him two strikes to kill it, so he kills it with the second strike, he will receive such and such good deeds, less than the first. And if he kills it with the third strike, in other words, now it took him three strikes to kill this chameleon, then he will receive such and such good deeds. Another narration has it that one who kills a chameleon with the first strike, 100 good deeds are received in his favor. The second strike has less than that, and the third strike has even less than that. There was a tabi'a. Tabi'a is a female tabi'a. Tabi'a is a person that had seen sahaba, didn't see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and passed away on iman. So this tabi'a, this female tabi'a that had seen, visited Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on one occasion he saw that she had some object or some instrument in her hand. So she asked her that, why have you got this? So she said, to kill that chameleon. So then she explains why. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that all the creation, all the animals at that time, all the creation at that time, when that fire was prepared to put Ibrahim alayhi salam, when a person has got Allah Pak on his side, then all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also come on his side. Therefore, a person that got Allah, he should never fear. His tawajjuh, his direction should be on Allah all the time. That what my contact and my security and my police is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he doesn't worry, he doesn't fear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it was a big sound at night in Madinatul Munawwara, sahaba said, we woke up and we gathered and we said, let us go out to see that what is that noise that is coming. And when we went out, we saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was right in front. He beat all of us to go out to see himself that what was that noise. So this is the spirit that a Muslim should have. All the time his attention is towards Allah. He's not getting affected by people, by conditions, by what is coming on the news, by what's coming on the chats. But his attention is all the time in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is mentioning that all the creation came to the assistance of Ibrahim alayhi salam, except the chameleon. Everyone, every creation tried at that time to put off that fire that was brought up to, so that it can increase that fire. Everyone tried to put it off so that it cannot increase except for this chameleon. So now again, ulama give that explanation that it's got that, in its tabiat, it's got that shararat. So therefore, our deen has even told us and showed us that this creature, don't leave it, kill it. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. of making amal, turning our tawajjuh and our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that's lacking in us today is that our cry and our attention towards Khaliq most of the time is going towards makhluk, and our fear is for the makhluk, and the fear is not there for Khaliq. Khaliq is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuously we have to remind ourselves, turn our attention, tell our families also that put more of our attention and our tawajjuh in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is the one that can change conditions. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah Pak is the one that changes night into day. Allah Pak is مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that changes the hearts. Overnight we can see how people's hearts change, how their behavior change, how everything changes. Like that Allah Pak can change it again. So therefore one of the du'as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly make, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ. Oh the one, oh the changer of the hearts. قَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ, oh the one that can somersault, change the heart one shot. Ulat palat kar sakte. Allah Pak is that type of person, Allah Pak is that zat, one shot he can change the hearts. So we want our conditions to change also, we put our tawajjuh and ask and cry, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah Pak give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.